What do you call a larger stream of water than what we just mentioned that flows through level country?
Well, I call that a creek.
And what do you call flat, grassy country down around the sea coast or out in Oklahoma?
I call that prairie.
All right. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
All right. What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Brown gravy.
What's that?
Brown gravy.
Right. What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Pinewood ruler.
Good. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Something. Ground itch.
What's that?
No, come in. Ground itch.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey.
Maybe you can buy it at the whiskey store. People buy it, and it's the cheapest stuff they make. What do you call that?
I don't know. I haven't never bought it.
Well, sometimes maybe you've heard people use terms to refer to that, people who have bought it.
Well, that's something I'm not acquainted with very little bit.
You ever use rot gut, or you ever hear anybody use that to refer to?
I've heard you use rotten stuff, rotten whiskey or something.
Or white lightning or anything?
White lightning.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Right. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Well, different thing, ball, marble.
Well, it's just anything. That would include balls, marbles, little trucks, or anything like that. What do you call, you know, you buy something like that, and you say you're going to buy the child a
truck, toy.
All right. I have to go around these things sometimes because I don't want to say the word.
Yeah.
I want him to. Say it to tell me what he calls
it. Is it kitchen all that? Is it kitchen all that?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now, you've been to school when the teacher probably made you do something that's called conjugating a verb. That is, it'll make you say, I see. You saw, and so forth. Yesterday, I saw. Today, I see. Tomorrow, I will see. Things like that, you see. You're using, you see?
I'd say, yesterday, I saw so-and-so. Today, I see so-and-so.
All right, now, with these, you used, with the examples I gave you, you used the word see, right? And you said, yesterday, I saw. Today, I see. Tomorrow, I will see. All right, now I'm going to give you some words, and I'm going to recite sentences, and I want you to put what you would normally use in the blank here, the form of the word I give you that you put in here. All right, this is with the word buy, that is, purchasing something, you know, buy. So, you know, I walk up and say, I want to buy this.
Cigarette.
Right. All right. Now, you think of the word buy and fill in the form of it that you would normally use when I give you a sentence. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?